With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
Very special guest because Shannon is taking the morning off and Megan is filling in with the Dirty on the 30. And what are you leading with today?
So Tiffany Haddish is back after the comedian was briefly canceled over accusations that she sexually abused a minor and then groomed another. Well, reports are saying that she will now once again take the stage. She's going to be performing some stand-up in California on November 23rd. And the special or the night is going to be called Tiffany and Friends. Remember, this is her return that's coming just 2 months after she and fellow comedian Ari Spears were sued by a Jane Doe who came forward with disturbing allegations against the two comedians. That has since been taken care of. The case was dismissed by the accuser without prejudice. That just means that they can't go back to court over it again. But Tiffany Haddish has not been holding back, telling photographers that spotted her out in LA, "I lost everything. All my gigs are gone. Everything is gone." One of the photographers said that, well, those allegations and stuff, those are behind you. And she was like, well, I don't have a job. Now she does.
Which, by the way, it's very interesting because legally, if they paid off this person to go away, they would not be able to talk about it, right? It would be, you know, right. It would be told that you can't talk about it. Her saying that means there was something to that person's claims not being true, and that quite possibly that, you know, she and Ari Spears were able to figure that out. But that's interesting that that she says that everything was completely lost, because I felt like that thing got kind of cleaned up quick, but it just shows you if you get an allegation against you.
Well, it didn't help that the video was on the internet and everybody saw it and said, well, that's
cringy.
Achy.
Couldn't she sue, though, now? Because she lost all this work because of that?
Well, there's so many complicated layers to the fact, what was their relationship? Sounds like they were close friends at one point, and then it sounds like there was a trust of watching the kids, and no one really knows what the answer was here, except for those people that were at the recordings.
Dave Chappelle is set to host Saturday Night Live this week for the third time. I didn't realize it was for the third time, but apparently there's some rumors that not everybody on the staff at SNL is excited about this. Actually, some of the staff writers are so upset about Dave Chappelle hosting because of accusations of transphobic and homophobic jokes that they're actually boycotting the episode. Chappelle's rep is saying that's not exactly the story. There was nothing to suggest that there was a boycott when they went to writers' meetings, because there was a room full of writers, all of whom seemed to be pretty excited to be there. But other insiders are saying, well, no, some of the writers were there excited, but not everybody was there.
I'm looking for Saturday Night Live theme music that you want.
Beep, 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 beep.
Is that what it is? Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
Wow, there it is.
I'll be honest with you. The writers from Saturday Night Live, if I were them, I would not protest anything, only because they might need to just go get new writers anyway for that show. That show is so unfunny.
I was
going to
say, they shouldn't tell people they were writers for SNL, because the show is rarely funny anymore.
They need younger writers. Every once in a while, they do a younger skit, and I'm like, that's funny. That's funny.
You know what's funny? You imitating the Saturday Night Live.
You can't tell me I don't sound like a saxophone, because if I say I do, I do. Mark Zuckerberg's company, Meta, fired over 11,000 employees yesterday. Now, their CEO, like I said, Mark Zuckerberg, actually put out a tearful video to his employees, and here's what he had to say.
This was ultimately my call, and it was you know, one of the hardest calls that I've had to make in the 18 years of running the company.
He cries. I thought he was a droid.
Honestly, after watching him make toast one time on camera, I have a hard time believing he's human. And if you haven't seen that video, please go YouTube Mark Zuckerberg makes toast.
It'll make your day.
I don't think he's human. I don't. I have no proof other than my gut feeling, and my gut is telling me He didn't eat that toast, okay? and then lastly here, let's talk about Nikita Dragon because she was arrested this week with felony charges of battery on a police officer. Now, if you didn't hear about this story, this happened by causing a disturbance. She was walking around a hotel in Miami. She was naked, and she was just out for a while. She finally went back to her room. I think a lot of people were calling security, calling the cops, saying there was public indecency or whatever. And what she did was when she opened her hotel room door, she swung a bottle of water out at the security and the cops, hitting them with water. So now she has a felony assault charge on a police officer, which is incredible. I will say, though, while she probably deserves to be in jail for walking around what I'm assuming was intoxicated and in the nude and then throwing something at a police officer, what a lot of people are really upset about today is what jail she was placed into, because the Miami-Dade County Corrections Department put Nikita, who is a transgender woman but legally female, into a men's facility, which directly violated their protocol, which mandates that transgender inmates are housed based on safety needs and gender identity. Thankfully, she was released after paying her $5,000 bond, but I'm wondering if we're going to see some backlash on where she was put into. I'm Megan in for Shannon. Check out all...
Jeez, you can't do this to me.
What?
You told me you needed a Harry Styles song. You told me you needed
you
Locked Up by
First of all,
Akon.
I thought you would play Locked Up during my Nikita Dragon story because I talked about her being arrested. And it's 5 minutes and 44 seconds of Dirty, and I don't need you to yell at me, so I skipped a story.
All right, so whatever the story was that Harry Styles
It'll
is involved in, will come in the next Dirty then. Okay?
Sure.
Will you promise me that?
Sure.
I'm sorry. You can't do this to me. I'm a board op here. If I screw up, I will mess up your dirty reports.
Hey, question. Are we talking about Harry Styles right now or not?
No, not now. Okay. But I gotta save that song for later.
Let's go! Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30. And another world-famous phone scam is next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.